Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Pete, we're going to talk about something new that came up, I guess you would say, in light of Veterans Day, which was just this past Monday. And that is, there's going to be something new available, at least in part, to residents of Macoupin County that concerns Macoupin County, and that's going to be Macoupin County Historical Military Discharge Index. And let's just start off with, what will this index be?
So anytime someone is finished with their military service with one of the branches, they get a form that's called the DD-214, or their discharge papers. And they always want to come record that with the recorder's office. That way, if they ever need a certified copy, whether it's for services with the VA, the Veterans Assistance Commission, anything along those lines, they'd be able to easily find a copy if they happen to misplace their original. So once those are recorded in our office, before, they were considered private records that only the veteran listed or the immediate next of kin would ever be able to get a copy. That changed this past summer. The state changed the law to meet National Archive guidelines where if they've been on file in my office for 62 years or longer, they're now a public record, so anyone would be able to come get a copy, which is good because, you know, some of these are from back in World War II, World War I. If you wanted to get a copy for your genealogy records, you wouldn't have been able to do it before. You'd be able to do so now. Find a way to honor your family member's service by having their official records. So what we've done is we have the index of all those records that have been on file for at least 62 years, now online, for anybody to be able to see, find their family member, request a copy. So that's a big plus, I think, for the office.
These records, I think also known as DD-214, sometimes family have to have them for certain reasons. But what is contained on them? Say someone doesn't know what's on there, but they probably might be interested in obtaining a copy at some point someday.
Sure. So it varies depending on the year. You know, some of the older ones don't have as much information. But, you know, it would have your family member's name, when they were enlisted, when their service ended, any medals or awards that they've won might be listed on there. Some of them get as specific that they start listing, like, where service members served if they were overseas. Not a lot of those, but there are some. So there is a lot of information in terms of your family member's service in the military that, like I said, for genealogy purposes could be great just to get a feel for, you know, their service.
These records, as you say, 62 years in age or older, that would basically go through probably most people who served during the Korean War era and back, right?
Right. Now, the one thing to remember there is it's when it was filed in my office. So most people, hopefully, you know, once they were finished with their service in the Korean War, would have gotten it recorded right away. So those would probably be available for genealogical or public purposes. But if, you know, say they waited 10, 15 years before recording, those would still be considered a private record based on when they were filed. But yeah, we're basically going through about late 1950s. So that should get most of World War I, World War II, and the Korean War.
Concerning these records, as you say, right now you're going to go online with an index where you can check the person's name, but there are things that still have to be worked out before that whole record is available, say for genealogy, and or for whatever reason the person is wanting to get a copy of, say, a relative's record, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you were to request a copy right now, we would pull it up and we would do a quick search just to make sure that there's no confidential information on there that should be redacted. And the most common example of that would be a Social Security number, because obviously we don't want to just hand those out to anybody. So right now we would do that quick look and get those redacted before getting you a copy. Our ultimate goal now that they changed the law this past summer is that by Veterans Day next year, all of the records will have been reviewed, will have redacted the confidential information, and we'll be able to put them online for people to just be able to get a copy on their own. Because one of the nice things about this service is whether you're recording your military discharge for the first time, asking for a certified copy, or asking for a public copy, all of it is free. No, there's no charge to record or get a copy.
Even when it goes online, there won't be a charge?
When it goes online, there won't be a charge.
With that, just as a reminder, again, you mentioned it in the first part of our conversation, but maybe as a reminder to those in military service now or who got out, still time to record that DD-214 if you haven't done so, right?
Yeah, it can be recorded at any time. The main reason you would want to get that done would be if you happen to misplace the originals and you need it for immediately for some type of service, you'd be able to call us up. We can get you a certified copy, and you'd be good to go, ready, whether it's through the VA, Veterans Assistance. I know we had to get my grandpa's to get the official marker for the cemetery showing that he was a military member. So there's a lot of reasons why it's a good thing to record, and like I said, it's one of the few things that is completely free to record, completely free to get a copy.
Let's also talk about something else. A few years ago, you and I had a conversation concerning you had been working on updating things like birth certificates and delayed birth certificates, death certificates, and marriage certificates. And that was to go online, but then some things came up, and it sort of delayed that process. Where are we with that concerning those type of records?
Yeah, so this has been the big project of my time in office, and we are just about ready. What we're going to do is we've got the website ready to go. We will have all of the marriages that are available for genealogical purposes. We will have a majority of the deaths ready to go when we launch it. And I'm hoping basically right at the beginning of the year in 2020, we'll go ahead and get that website out. And then over the course of 2020, and probably it might bleed a little bit into 2021, we'll finish rolling out the deaths that would be ready to get a genealogical copy, and then we'll add in the births. And just as a reminder for folks that might be interested, births that are 75 years or older, you can get a genealogical copy, marriages that are 50 years and older, and deaths that are 20 years and older. So those will all be available where folks will be able to search, purchase a copy for $5, and print out the record for themselves here. Like I said, we'll roll out the first part the beginning of the year, and then just continually add to it over the course of the year.
And will that be sort of like the veterans forms that are coming up? Will that be an index and then they go to your office, or is all of that going to be online and you pay online, or how does that go?
Yeah, so that is part of what has taken a little bit to get this all worked out. This will be all online. So folks will set up an account on the website. They'll be able to search the index. Once they find the record they want, they'll be able to purchase it. It will download to their account. They'll be able to print it right from home. So any time of the day, any day of the year, folks will be able to get genealogical copies from the office. So that'll be a great service. It has taken a little bit. We wanted to make sure we got it right, but I think we're about ready to get that rolled out.
I know in one of our discussions, just to bring up a particular point of this, the marriage records. When you've got a lot of marriage records going back to 1829, but as marriages went on, more and more information was required on those. And then when you got to, I don't know, maybe the 1880s or 90s, you started having things like parents and everything else included on those. I know you said there was a little problem with the front, the marriage license versus the application or whatever you might call it. And the back, is that now also been corrected where you'll get all of the information if it was available?
Correct. Yep. If they're, some of the older records won't have all of that information just because it wasn't required then. But yeah, if the record has both the front, which would be more things are most people are most used to when it comes to a marriage license, so the name of the bride and groom, the date of the wedding, where the wedding was held, who performed the ceremony, that would be on the front. The back would have more of the family history, like parents' names, birthplace, those types of things. So we'll have both those. That was part of our delay, was making sure we could get both those for everybody.
And will that be available standalone, say a person can search for it, or will it be like integrated with your, you have a very big website for Macoupin County where you can find out voter information, you can find out all kinds of things. Will that also be on there and guide you to it, or where will you find this when it is going?
Yeah, so it'll kind of be like the election website where you can go to MacoupinVotes.com directly and get right to the election information. If you go to the county website, you can get to it from there. We'll try to make it as easy as possible for people to find. And one of the nice features, the company we worked with to get this going, has a deal with like Ancestry.com, where if you were doing your family history, and for whatever reason, we'll say someone in England was doing their family history and they had someone related to them that was in Macoupin County, there would be a direct link on Ancestry.com saying you could purchase this birth record. You'd click it, it would take you right to the website. So we're going to try to make it as easy as possible for people to know that these records are out there and be able to get a copy.
And finally, before we end our talk about various things online, again, something that was unveiled several years ago and was a very useful tool, just a reminder of where it's at, or if everything's still the same, you could search the deeds of Macoupin County as well through a certain service. Is that all still up and going?
That is still up and going, yeah. So we've got basically two different ways to do that. For everything that's been recorded since January 1st, 2001, has been fully indexed, fully scanned into the computer system. So you're able to type in a property number, type in a name, see anything that's been recorded since then, get a copy. It's very easy. For anything before that, so from 1829 when the county started until December 31st, 2000, we have scanned every index book and then every record book. So you aren't able to type in names, but you can definitely search through the index book just like you would if you came up here to the courthouse. It will then tell you if you want a copy of this deed, go to this book in this page. You can type in the book and page. It'll take you right to it, print it out. So, basically we're getting to the point where just about anything you would like to see or do or get from the county clerk's office, you're able to do from the comfort of your own living room if you want.
Pete, thank you for joining us on the forum program this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.